Welcome to Tiny Table 3.
Yay.
I will be your host tonight. I am Count Chocula. I don't know where I'm going
Count
with this.
Count Chocula.
I don't know. And then I was going to do like the one stinky dinky, but it's totally different. I don't know what.
We were talking about milk tits earlier. Yeah. So
milk tits.
Chocula. Milk.
Tits. So welcome to Tiny Table 3. Welcome back if you are an avid listener. We love you. Welcome for the first time if you're just stumbling upon us. And please stick around. This week we have our naked wrestling. It is the dark side evil? We are always talking about Star Wars here. So if you like Star Wars, hang out with us. Weekly wrap up is talking about Star Wars tickets and the trailer and all the madness that happened this week. As well as
so good.
As well as a little bit of Walking Dead stuff. Some things about space. I don't know. We got off tangent after a while. The Right Game is about superhero politics and the fact that Stax had, you know, a couple things to say to Fox today.
Fox News, they just make it easy. They really do.
You're just... They're bringing the horse to water.
They really make it easy, yeah.
And then Nerd Mixtape is about going to see Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators with Milo. And your advice is about PDA. Stick around for that. I'm going to tell you how to get the ladies. Not really. And then we have our final words. So this is Cloud City. I am at geek_is_in.
And this is Smallstack. I'm at Smallstack. That is my Twitter handle.
And I'm Milo, and I'm at Milito's Guitar and Squatty Potty.
Stop it with that.
All right.
We are Tiny Table 3. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and SoundCloud
and iTunes
and Heart This and anywhere.
Hear This.
Here. Oh, yeah. I always say.
Don't worry. We've been doing that shit for fucking months.
For a while.
Now I've been playing Hearthstone, so now everything's just
and
heart,
TinyTable3.com.
And TinyTable3.com. And there's
soon
so
YouTube.
Much.
Yay.
And soon YouTube. There's so much great content on TinyTable3.com now that is separate from things that we talk about here. So if you like what we talk about here, you should definitely go visit there. And shout out to the writers who are doing all that shit. It's awesome.
Yes. And we're at episode 27.
27.
By the way.
This is crazy. You guys, we got to plan something for Christmas.
Are we going to do that drinking one?
Yeah, we got to do the drinking
one. Dude, I'm doing that now.
Friday night.
All right, sweet.
Anyways.
We should totally do a drunk episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to plan for that
one.
We
should, yeah.
So,
because our shows are so coherent now.
Right? We already make so much sense. So yeah, let's get this shit started.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Wonder Twins activate.
We'll just start recording and see what happens.
Okay.
Because you know me, I just love editing.
What happens at the beginning? Because if you really want to have something weird happen at the beginning, we could talk about what does lactate actually do for your body?
No, did you say lactate?
Lactate is what I heard.
That's what
lactate.
I heard.
Aid.
I'm like, well, it makes my nipples milky.
Lactate. No. I don't know what lactate is.
Lactate
is to help you break down.
Yes. Yeah. If you can't eat ice cream or cheese.
Of dairy.
Okay. I want to clarify something right now.
I like the lactate tape discussion
because
better.
Right now it sounds like I'm really ignorant to a lot of things, but if you guys had heard the conversation that I was having 5 seconds ago, I may not know what lactate is, but I know what's going on in this country, and that's what's important.
America. Anyways.
So anyways.
Let's go on.
Welcome.
You guys got me on the one thing I don't know and sound freaking stupid.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Welcome to Tiny Table 3. We're talking about milky nipples.
Milky nipples.
And,
is that the word?
And breaking down cheese.
Milk nips.
In your butt.
Milk.
Breaking down cheese in your butt.
Well, you break it down in your stomach and it goes to your butt.
So yeah, so it comes out your butt.
Out your
sometimes
butt.
You get cheese in your butt.
Why would you get cheese in your butt?
Because when you're really sweaty.
Oh, you make the cheese?
It's butt cheese.
That's when you're making the cheese,
yeah, you're making it. You're not putting it in there.
Well, that's what I said. Sometimes you get it.
I got this image of like this big block of like government cheese, and you're just trying to ram it up your butt.
Some stuff squeezes in, and that's how they make string cheese.
The government,
just so you know. That's how you get your cylinders.
The government shoves a lot of other things up my butt. So it can shove some cheese up there. It might help.
I guess if you carved it, you carved the, never mind.
I'll cover it with my cheeks.
I was just asking because I had a milkshake today.
Okay, lactate. I had milkshakes. It all, I don't know.
I had a milkshake today. Wait, what?
Lactate.
That's what I said. I said lactate.
I know,
lactate.
But we were, lactate is different.
Yeah.
That's but it has to do with milkshakes. I'm just saying.
Very, that was well done.
Well, I would just say.
It took the long road to get to that joke, but you got there eventually. Yeah. That's what's important.
I had a milkshake and then I had to unbutton my pants on my drive here because I got so bloated that it was like hurting.
I think lactate helps that.
But then what happens?
I think she's lactose intolerant.
Or if you lactate, you could just squeeze it right out your boob. And your tummy's fine.
Anyways.
I like
Naked Wrestling.
Naked Wrestling.
Yay. What are we talking about today?
Yeah, we're obviously, there's going to be a lot of Star Wars tonight for a number of reasons, but we were talking about.
What?
I know. we were saying, because we were talking about Star Wars, let's discuss whether the dark side is actually evil or
just trying to do good business.
Right. They're just trying to get shit done. is the dark side evil or just orderly, well organized? They're well organized individuals.
I think you could argue the same thing for Nazis. So I'm going to go with evil.
You could. And I think true. That was the point.
I think.
I don't know. I mean, does.
No, because there was Schindler. He was a Nazi, but he was good. He used his dark side powers to do good things.
But Darth Vader was more like Hitler, I guess, in the sense of the whole story.
The Emperor was more like Hitler. And
no, Darth Vader is.
No, I never.
The Emperor was the one that was really evil because Darth Vader was like, I'm trying to help
you. I just mean as far as being the like.
But Darth Vader.
He's like the mouthpiece. He's like the symbol of it all.
He's like Goebbels.
But he also. Goebbels?
Goebbels.
Gurgles.
I mean, probably did that too. I don't know. He's a Nazi.
Let's have it easy.
But he would also like, if he would be the worst boss ever because he would say something shitty, he'd just go. Joke.
Yeah.
He did do that.
What did you say?
It's not like he would be. He did that to people.
Yeah, he did. So, I don't know.
I think it's your character. Because, like, there's dark side guys that help light side Jedis. Like, even Darth Vader saves Luke Skywalker in the end.
No,
only dark side Jedis get shit done. And I have this theory. Because it's only ever a dark side Jedi that actually wins and does anything that changes anything.
But here's the question. Now, if... But what if, like, the Empire is just trying to, like, say, like the Romans, so another comparison, just to, you know, create a safe universe, you know, make sure that people can do business, people can go to work, go to school, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that it would be a nice place to live. I mean, it would be pretty scary, but people wouldn't be messing with you. People would be like...
I think, again, that no one's...
I can't believe I'm defending the dark side, but...
I think, like, light side, you know, there's a lot of inaction. They let a lot of stuff happen. And then the dark side Jedi go and help. And initially they start out good and with well-intentioned. But then they go on a power trip. It's not necessarily the dark side. It's that they think because they solved one problem, they can solve all the problems. And actually, their whole thing is trying to solve all the problems. But they get so consumed in trying to solve all the problems... They want to be, like, the leader. And that's what makes them dark. Not necessarily the powers that they use or the way that they use them.
I would be dark side because they're cooler.
Well, the uniforms are better.
Yeah. They just look you're not better. A yoga teacher on the dark side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although that Jedi, that light side Jedi shit looks pretty comfy.
They have nicer
it's like sweats.
Office.
Well, nicer what?
Office. Like the dark side, you're always kind of in like these angular stuff.
I don't know, but it's kind of cool looking though. I mean,
but you get a cool TIE fighter.
Yeah, but it seems like they have air conditioning.
I'm totally with you.
It seems like they have well-temperatured areas in which they work, whereas, you know, the light side has like Hoth, where you could die if you're left out there for one night.
Yeah, and even when they're in Hoth, they're like all bundled up and shit. It's like it never gets warm in that place.
No,
I mean someone gets some central heat.
Because they have the big hangar open.
Yeah, close the door. It's cold out there.
And when someone disappears, they're just like, whatever, close the gate.
It does look pretty comfy on the Death Star.
I feel like it's well done.
It's comfy if you're Darth Vader.
And they have Mr. Coffee.
Why did you hit me? That's Spaceballs, you dupe.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have Mr. Coffee in the Darth Vader.
I would just say it's not inherently evil.
Anakin didn't start evil.
Well, I don't think it's
Anakin is not a person. There's only Darth Vader. He doesn't exist before episode 4.
All right, in the movies of it all. But still, he was Anakin. And Anakin didn't start evil, and he wanted to do all things right. But I think that he felt what Milo was saying, that they were inactive. And so Darkseid was getting things done, and he wanted to get things done. And all of his wants to be cut to the, on the road to being Vader were all done through passion. It wasn't done through anger and malice at first, until it started to bite him in the ass, and then he started.
Well, yeah, I mean, the
road.
Whole idea behind Anakin, and I apologize immediately for even pretending like the episode one matters, or episode two, or episode three. But anyways, but the whole, you're right though. The whole idea behind Anakin was that in a world where people like the Sand People can operate with impunity, bad stuff happens, and someone needs to step up, put people in line, so people could be safe. And I think that's a noble cause.
Yeah, I think...
I ain't buying his bullshit, but yeah. Can you be like both? Is there... Because it doesn't seem to be... balance.
There is gray Jedi.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. They don't follow a creed, and they don't...
Oh.
They don't... I don't know if this is canon anymore, because they kind of threw everything out. But there's Jedi there's Jolee is a Jedi, I think. I think that's his name. He's in KOTOR. He's a gray Jedi.
Hmm.
He doesn't buy into Jedi teachings, but he doesn't buy into Sith teachings. He's just I use these.
That's like that too long ago.
On my own judgment. I don't let another creed tell me what to do. And he knows that he's a lightsaber. He does all the force powers.
But is he more good or bad?
He's neither. He's like, you know what? If I see someone, they need my help, and I'm capable of helping them, I'll help them. But if it's not my problem, it's not my problem.
Well, so he's a neutral. Well, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah. Well, then I guess if there's a neutral and there's a light side, then the dark side is evil.
Yeah. Touché.
I say it's not inherently evil, because you can dabble
Cloud
in
wins.
It and not...
I won this argument. I mean, if you're separating them and there's a gray, then there's an evil.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I...
Well, gray means he doesn't follow a creed, though. Does that really mean he's light side or dark side?
Well, the problem with Star Wars...
Well, I asked
Wars,
you if he's more good or bad,
and
you answered...
The thing about Star Wars is they don't play middles. I mean, that's the whole idea. That's the reason why we like it so much is, like, the bad guy's wearing black, so we know he's bad.
Technically,
and
everyone...
The good guys are wearing... Although Luke shows up in a dark outfit in 3, but anyways. Of course. I think Luke looks hot in that black outfit.
I agree.
Looks pretty badass.
I'm just
Those
glad he actually has a green
eyes.
Lightsaber and they didn't change it to blue like they do everything else. And all the never mind. That's another bone I had to pick with George Lucas.
When you get him on the phone.
Yeah, I'm having a meeting today.
but politically speaking, most of human history is dominated by societies that have sort of crushed any type of complainers. And just for the sake of order, from Alexander the Great to Augustus Caesar to Catholic Church to everybody.
But see,
they
only
to Donald
tell you
Trump.
It's evil because mm-hmm. someone thought mm-hmm. it was evil. So if you studied on
now,
the dark side,
now you're getting all relative.
If you started on the dark side, what would they say? Like, well,
yes.
We have order and we're doing things our way.
Well, yeah,
the
rebellion.
You're trying to fight us.
The rebellion would be terrorists. They would be
technically.
They are.
Yeah.
They're terrorists.
I mean, Palpatine, obviously evil. Just look at the guy.
Yeah, are like the rebels like bombing shit and
yeah, they're blowing up space stations with people.
I don't know if I can like the
like
rebels
there could have been
anymore.
Daycares and families on the Death Star.
It's true.
Seriously, fuck those rebels.
But you
it's
know,
true.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I mean, it's relative. Look, the new Star Wars
and those stormtroopers. They probably
even
just
says
need jobs,
the stormtrooper.
Man.
The stormtrooper was like, I don't like. I'm gonna switch sides. Like, see, he's not inherently evil. He's just following orders.
Well, I don't think they're inherently evil. I'm just saying, as a philosophy, does the dark side actually have some, you know, I guess a moral foundation saying that, you know, look, we're just trying to make sure people can be safe.
Well, they say the fall to the dark side is...
So what's the point taking is, over if you're just going to kill everybody because then you have no one to
but
rule?
They never actually say also, like, the dark side is evil. They just say that the dark side are people that suffer. So they're not really... Like, they never actually say that it's evil. Even Yoda never says the dark side is evil.
You're just confusing
me. I'm just... I don't know. I'm done. I'm getting really into shit.
Yeah, you really. But we think we've come to a conclusion that they're not evil. They're just they're just dark.
They're just suffering, sad souls. Milo's dark side.
I think they do seem like dicks to me though.
I mean, trying to get something done.
They're and cool, since but it's kind of it. Look, it's they're trying to get something done. These people don't agree with them, so they're saying those people are dumb. So it's kind of like what's going on now in this world. I don't like how you think, so you're dumb and you're evil. And then this side goes, I don't like how you're doing things, so you're dumb and you're evil. And then there's a bunch of people in the middle that don't have anything to do with either side, and they're all like, what do we do?
So, I still like the TIE Fighters better than the X-Wing, so. That's how I decide.
They just have cooler shit, man. They just have cooler shit.
I'm a fan of B-Wings, though, so.
Really?
Yeah, they're cool.
TIE Fighters are way better.
They fly straight, and then they go up when they're in battle mode. It's cool.
I just don't like the way they look.
I don't like the way you look.
Wow. All right, then.
I'm just the B-wing of the human species. That's what chicks say to me all the time.
Aww.
You just look like a fucking B-wing.
Man, those chicks are nerds.
Seriously. You know what a B-wing is. I love you.
Please like me back.
Okay, so you guys ready for weekly wrap-up?
Yeah.
Okay, then what a week it's been.
What a week.
It's all Star Wars.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so Star Wars The Force Awakens tickets went on sale.
Broke the Fandango.
I'm not going to see it on opening night. I'm going to see it the next day in the morning.
You know, I got tickets. I got tickets Thursday night.
I couldn't do it, man.
I got a ticket bought for me for Friday morning at 9 a.m. and I can't go.
Who bought it
for you?
The Geek and Sundry crew.
Mom, you can't go?
No, because... Okay,
oh, it's Friday, huh? That they're going to go see it?
Yeah, they're going to go see it Friday morning.
Friday morning.
But no, but nobody invited me. But the whole office is going to go see it.
Oh, and that'd be so much fun, though.
I know, but I didn't... I was out sick, and I didn't see that note, and so I had already told my boyfriend, I'll go see it with you because I'm going to go out there that weekend. Oh. And then I got that, like, email, and I was like, no!
Well, you don't have to tell him.
Yeah, you can still go.
You're still technically
seeing it with him. You never said I'll see it with you first.
No, I did.
Oh, you said first? That was your mistake.
Yeah, you gotta pull the lawyer language.
Because I get around that easily. Because she can never go to a movie before like 7 p.m. sometimes, and I'm like, well, I don't go to movies that early sometimes. So
I'm married. I totally get it.
Then I'll say, hey, I'll go see it with you, but I don't say first. So sometimes she's getting the third or fourth run.
Well, my wife typically is like, she doesn't care if I see it first. She's like, as long as you still see it with me, you go ahead and go.
Well, and it's not, but it's not even like that. It's more just the fact that we both really like Star Wars, will be the first chance we get to see a Star Wars and experience it for the first time,
This is a different one.
It's different. It's not like oh, I'm going to be so mad at you if you go. We're going to fight. It's more just like
It's the Force Awakens. This would not work. I just said all that shit about my wife not caring. She would care.
Right.
About
this one would matter. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go see it with my bro, and then I'll see it with you later. No, that ain't going to fly.
Well,
no.
I'll go see it by myself on Saturday morning.
Because
alone.
I'll go with you.
No. Now, you're going to go see it, and I'm going to go see it by myself, and I'm going to tell myself how great it was.
Well, I'm going to want to see it again.
No.
At least twice.
But, I mean, when it's Star Wars, like, the first time you get to experience of Star Wars is amazing, except episodes 1 through 3. Yeah. We're hoping for more of a 4 through 6 kind of a run. Like, I want, you know, it would be cool to be like, dude, that's all, like, we ever, that's, like, every gift to each other is, like, fucking Star Wars things. Like, this is the movie.
Yeah, and I've been to be fair to episode 1, you know, I saw that at midnight.
There's no fairness
when it was
to episode one. Oh,
but,
no.
But it had its moments. There were some really great moments when I saw that movie where it wasn't like it was the greatest film, but there were some really great moments in it. That fight at the end was...
Yeah, that fight. I was just going to say, wait, you mean that one moment? That fight at the end?
I saw episode 3 at midnight. And it did seem a lot cooler at that moment. Because the crowd was cool.
All of them seemed cooler just because you were having fun with the crowd. You all waited. Everybody had lightsabers.
Yeah, two was pretty bad. Actually, three kind of bored me.
I saw one through three.
Three was just a bad, like, fall to the dark side.
When Darth Vader got off the thing and yelled no, like, the guy next to me laughed out loud. Like, I was like, ugh, so bad.
No, I mean, I watched the first three episodes all at midnight. Mm-hmm. And I went every time kind of knowing that, like, you know, I didn't love what was happening, but whatever. But you didn't get, until you got to the third one, you really were like, well, fuck, man. They, like, never redeemed it, you know?
I was kind of jaded too, yeah.
But you were still, like, at least just having a Star Wars moment where you got to take in a little bit more of the Star Wars universe for the first time. Yep. You were on these, you know, in these galaxies. There's just something about still, you know, having seen it. And we can go back now and not want to re-watch them.
Totally, what really killed it for me, though, and a lot of people don't agree with me, is the lightsaber fights sped up tremendously in number two and three. Because, in number one, at the end, the reason that fight is so cool is because it's choreographed and you can pay attention.
So it doesn't feel fake
and, like the other ones do. And the other ones, they're like, meow, 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 meow. And I'm like, dude, like...
Yeah, Michael, the cats?
Lightsaber fights directed by Michael Bay.
Pretty much. Episode 4, 5, and 6, they fight like real swordsmen. Like, you don't just you just jump at somebody. Like, you fight. And Obi-Wan and Darth Vader have this fight that's not even, like, to the extent of... You know, jumping around, doing stuff. One of the coolest lightsaber fights because they're talking to each other and there's a tension of like, oh, these guys are really good. They even know not to like just go at each other. Yeah. You know,
if you haven't heard, the movie's already made like $1 billion. That's great. What did you guys think of the trailer?
Loved it.
Okay, so a lot of people hate me for this one.
Loved it,
but they gave me a bunch of action scenes. Hardly any story, I get it.
That had emotional impact, buddy.
Hold on. I see all the action, and it looks cool. I see all the characters. It looks like Star Wars. I get a little bit of story, but not a lot. And I just feel like I don't want to just be sold on action sequences. I know that I'm going to go see the movie. I'm not saying it's going to be shitty. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that Star Wars has disappointed me already enough in the first three movies, I want to go see this,
sure.
And I want it to prove to me that it is the greatest Star Wars movie ever made. I don't want to be like, oh, that trailer. Whoever edited this trailer, you're going to get a blowjob.
I'll give it. We were mentioning this earlier that episode one had a fantastic trailer.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it going, oh, look how powerful this is going to be. And it was a great direction in editing of trailers. But the movie was not what I expected. And lowering expectations, I think, is a great idea. Because then if it is awesome, you're going to be completely blown away.
And I mean, another example I was sold on action sequences from Wolverine X-Men Origins.
But didn't you like, I mean, just the quiet at the beginning?
I liked the
voice of each character.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I didn't have a problem with the visuals. I thought the visuals were great. I really thought, like, the space battles look cool, you know? And I liked the voice of the bad guy. You know, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm still like...
They're like these little, like even with...
it reminds me of KOTAR, the way that it was designed, because a lot of it looks kind of like, you know, new.
Right.
But it's still... I don't know, man. I just, I liked it a lot. I'm not, it's Star Wars. I'm fucking gonna like it. But it's still, like, you know, I haven't seen the movie. I can't judge it on that.
That's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
We're talking about the trailer, dude. We're not judging the movie here.
Like I said, I like the visuals, I like the space battle, and I like the voice of the bad guy.
So then you don't have a problem with it. So just sit down and shut the fuck up.
I just don't want to... Make the trailer seem like it's the greatest thing that's been given to me by Star Wars.
It's pretty great, though.
It's not the worst thing that Star Wars has ever given you.
And all their shit's
pretty great.
Carrie Fisher for the first time, I think, in that trailer.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she looked good.
She looked great. And it makes you sad that you're going to get hugged to Han's chest. And that's going to be great, man.
It's going to be, that moment. I was like,
they did a good job. They did a good job when they're asking Han Solo, like, are the stories true? And he's like, yeah. So, anyways.
Shut up. So, It's a trailer, dude. So let's just talk about it as a trailer. As a trailer, I got really excited for the potential and possibility of this movie. It didn't. Yeah. It was better. This has been my favorite trailer so far. It was. I thought that I did get storyline out of it. It's a trailer. I don't want the story.
Yeah, I don't want too much. That's for sure.
I'm not saying that.
But
either.
I got really excited about the potential of it. That new, you know, the female character seemed really, really like, she seemed like a good female character just from what I got in that moment. And that made me really excited for her. And I, maybe it's just, you know what, I'm just siding with the ladies because I am one. I got really excited about that because Princess Leia was an awesome character for women.
Oh, great character.
And I like, maybe it's just like the nostalgia of how awesome of a character she was for women that I would love to see another powerful woman in the Star Wars universe in that way. You know, Princess Amidala fell way too short of that. There was nobody to go after, like, you know, so for me it was like, when I think of those movies, it was Qui-Gon Jinn. Like, I don't care about any of the women in there. Nobody else was super powerful to me or interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch Star Wars, I'm like, all I want to be in life is Carrie Fisher / Princess Leia. She's so tough and she just... But she's still a woman. She's all woman. She still has all the, like, sentiments and, you know, and, like, you're just so connected to her as, like, a girl who could be, like, you know, somebody living in the world. Like, it's not a character.
Yeah.
It's this human. And I was really excited by these trailers for the potential of this new female character.
Yeah, I mean...
So that's actually what got me really excited. And then when I saw Carrie Fisher at the end in that embrace, I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
See, and I liked the trailer that came out right before this more.
Great.
No, yeah, I'll go see it.
I'm excited.
I'm just bummed that it's
still, you know, a month and a half away, but...
Hey, a month and a half is better than a year, because it's been already freaking forever.
That's true. It'll be on us soon enough. I'm super excited.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm just going to do a really quick write game, because I'm going to be writing an article on this, which is the politics of comic book characters, comic book superheroes. This cracks me up. If you didn't hear this, isn't it a surprise that Fox News would do something this stupid? Apparently, Fox News was upset because Captain America was acting like a liberal.
Are you serious?
I'm not making this shit up. I wish I could make this up, but if you don't know this, Steve Rogers was Captain America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Steve Rogers.
In the latest comic book, he's retiring because he's too old to do this anymore, and Falcon takes over.
And Falcon's always been black.
Black.
Let's note
yeah,
this.
It's not new. It's not like
because apparently they thought that was new.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't. They had these like comic book experts that really didn't know anything about the comic book characters.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And
they're all like,
look. I mean, these guys believe that anything that isn't like directly, you know, promoting their ideas is somehow an attack.
Yeah.
So, but this is the gist of the story: is that the character of Falcon was protecting illegal immigrants that were coming across the border from a cult that was murdering them. And the way that Fox News framed this was that Captain America was attacking conservatives trying to stop illegal immigration. That's how they framed it.
That's exactly what he was doing. I mean, how are you not reading between the lines, Stacks? Get your shit together.
Look, if you think...
This is fucked!
If you think that murdering people that are crossing the border is being a good Republican, then you've got a problem. Your problem isn't conservatism. It's fucking insanity.
My God.
But there was a really great article in Slate that basically essentially pointed out, well, look, oh, Captain America has been pretty much anti-government from the beginning.
I was just
going
to say,
he's a progressive guy.
He is progressive. One, yeah. Okay, one, the character is progressive. Two, comic books are very progressive.
They are. They're written by artists, and that tends to be the case. Yeah.
So, and three, they're comic books, and we have freedom of speech. Why would this be something that they would feel the need to have to attack?
Well, there's a great line in Winter Soldier when he says, what's the point in freedom if we have to be in constant fear, like around right. something around that. I don't know that's the exact quote, but basically
that's
saying,
the
like,
gist of it. Yeah,
he's saying like, you guys, all the Robert Redford in that movie is supposed to be the super conservative, like
right.
government will take care of all of you if you just do what the government says. And Steve Rogers is like, this doesn't seem right at all.
Right.
He's like, we're for no big government.
Well, comic books, especially the superhero ones, they're overtly political because they're always about either sustaining a political system, supporting a government, fighting against evil people that are trying
comic
to destroy.
Books are social commentary.
They are.
The character's fucking name. The character's name is Captain America.
Yeah.
So if you think that he's going to be totally
Without the normal.
Well, the thing is, he's Captain America because he was the working man who stood for the people.
Right. Well, saving the vulnerable. Yeah. That was the gist of Captain America.
So he's not going to be Republican. Oh,
well,
sorry.
Even if
you can be Republican,
you can be a compassionate conservative.
Maybe we
those guys
that.
Exist. They don't exist currently, but they exist. They're out there.
You can be a Republican and be a normal person.
But here's the problem. I mean, the issue is that
kidding. I'm not either.
They completely skip the fact that the people attacking the guys crossing the border were an evil death cult. They weren't. Yeah. It wasn't like it was Donald Trump, you know, like going, "We're going to build a wall." These were like.
No, I think
it was
pretty
like,
much the
this
same
is a
thing.
Spot.
It's exactly the same thing.
It was like Gestapo.
Pretty sure. Did they have toupees?
Maybe.
That hasn't been proven.
Well, there have been plenty of instances when comic book characters do stuff that is not exactly. Well, I mean, go back and look at Superman in back in the 1930s. There are instances when he's attacking evil Native Americans.
Oh, you know, yeah. Like oh, my gosh.
There's all kinds of racism.
Makes sense.
All kinds of racism. All kinds of, like, you know, there's women who are beat. There's alcoholism. There's gay marriages. There's, like,
the reflection
so
of the
there's
time.
Ant-Man?
It's just what's going on.
That's basically how you describe it.
Hank Pym, yeah.
No.
But, you know, yeah. I mean, he read the article. It was pretty funny. I was laughing at it because I'm like, dude, conservative
propaganda
views from musicians and artists, you're in the wrong fucking business, because I've never met a conservative artist or
there's one or two.
Well, unless you're
Michael Bay,
but hardly ever you get conservative people who are creative, because their whole
who
thing
are
is
creative.
Well, I mean, in the terms of pushing the envelope with their media, because they're for breaking the norm so that you don't feel complacent in your life. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of Republican artists, but they tend to be more middle of the road. They're not, because they're not really big on
they're all about the actual American value system, which tends to be corrupted.
I just think Fox News was just trying to push some buttons.
Seriously.
They didn't bother researching anything they were saying. It wasn't like they actually read the comic book. It was just like, Marvel Comics is attacking Republicans. I was like, really? Is that what was going on in the comic book? No, that's not really what was going on. But it made headlines. I'm talking about it right now. So.
Yeah.
So, Fox News
job
is also
well
the
done.
Fox News is also has been caught using Onion articles. So
sources.
Let's just think about that for a second.
But also, if it got comic books on a headline, all right. Not too shabby.
That's the thing. People that read articles
comic
are going to see something like that and
great.
Be like, I want to fucking read that.
Right. Well, I plan on writing an article on just the politics of superheroes, because, I mean, obviously, superheroes, just by the nature of their design, have an ideology governing their actions. And typically, again, they tend to be pretty progressive, because the whole point is to save, people. Unless I would imagine Tony Stark being a Republican. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because he's all about the money.
He's kind of liberal, though.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. is
original Iron
They're
Man.
One in the
I
same, man. They're
the,
one in the same.
I haven't read Iron
a,
Man.
A guy who gives up building weapons so that he can use his money to save other people?
Well,
doesn't sound very
he
conservative.
Starts, he starts, at least.
He starts a Republican, but he doesn't sound Republican at the end of it. I would say the one that's Republican is probably Hawkeye or Black Widow.
I can see that.
Who are government officials who believe in everything they do being that's it. They're conservative because they're like, this is my mission. This is what I'm doing. What I'm doing is to help people. And if you don't like it, well, you just don't know how the world works. That's very conservative thinking. I understand that their hearts are in the right place.
Yeah.
But they do it their way, and if it's not done their way, they feel like things aren't getting done.
Yeah.
That's a way of thinking, whatever. That's your, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see. That's the thing. Yeah. Magneto's a conservative. I can see that.
Punisher, probably. He's all about guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gun freedom.
Second Amendment. Punisher's a pro-Second Amendment guy. Big on the NRA.
But he's against vigilantes and doing things the... Well,
he's a libertarian. He's big-time libertarian, yeah. Gun rights and taking...
Batman's probably conservative.
Dude, but he does
For sure. Yeah, Batman would be a conservative.
Batman
sure.
would be conservative.
Punisher does...
He doesn't believe in his government.
Do.
Well, that's what I mean. Libertarians are about very small government, but they're put on the conservative side of things because they just want little government intervention. And the Punisher's totally like, I'd take it in my own hands.
Yeah, right? He does whatever he wants to do.
That's very libertarian.
Batman would be conservative.
Batman, yeah, I think so.
He doesn't believe his police force can do anything, but he's totally for like,
yeah,
order.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and plus, you know, he's got
but
a big
he's cool.
He's
see,
got a big company.
You can be conservative and cool. Just be Batman.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good
so,
luck.
So all you Republicans become Batman, and
then
you start driving.
Everybody will like you.
Everybody will like you.
Okay, sorry. That was my little piece on the right game. So, yeah, but watch, I'll make sure that on Tiny Table 3, I've been working on that article for a couple of days, so I'm gonna throw that one up soon.
Sweet. Nice.
Yeah.
Milo will probably have something to say about it, and I will not.
Yeah, because Cloud doesn't pay attention to things going on in the world, so I'll have something to say as a fresh opinion with all the facts. Cloud would just
I haven't
watched anything in 3 days. I've been eating cookies on my couch.
Yeah, with no milk because I don't have lactate.
Word of the day, lactate.
Milk tits. Oh, milk no, wait, tits. What was it?
It was milk nips.
Milk tits, yeah.
Milk tits.
Milk tits.
Milk nips, milk tits. You can't even say that because I messed
tits.
Up completely.
Milk tits.
Anyways.
You said
milky
tics. That sounds terrible.
Milky tits.
I got a bad case of milk tics.
Remember that Murakami art piece, that sculpture that's called milk?
Oh, yeah. It's like milk and it's some
and
girl
it's
shooting
girl
like,
and she's got
it
like...
It was really weird. I don't like anime expos for that reason. I just
it
can't...
It wasn't anime expo. It's Murakami. And it was
but like...
But like,
I can tell why
it
I wouldn't
was
like anime expos.
It was like she had like giant...
Yeah, but then there was a dude
boobs.
That was like...
Yeah, that one's called Cream. Dude. So this chick has like giant boobs and she's got like milk like coming out of them and it's like swirled around her. It kind of looks like a superpower, but it's like milk and it's just like her nips are just going crazy to like just lactate all over people.
It's gross.
And then the guys one, they're positioned in a very interesting way across each other from the room. The guys one has like a, it's called Cream, and there's like a stream of the same type of milky goodness, but it's coming out as penis.
Wow.
It was very
what
interesting.
What art gallery was this?
It was at the Japanese Art Museum in Little Tokyo.
When you said Japanese Art Museum, I no further explanation is needed.
But it's, what is
he's
his
the same
first
guy that
name?
Did that
Hiroki
Kanye West
Murakami.
Music video?
He did
the
Kanye
little bear that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Murakami's done a lot. He's an amazing, amazing
artist. The rest of
the
stuff was awesome.
But
that
was...
thing I couldn't do. And you know what? That's the same reason. It's very anime based, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason I can't do anime expos because I can't. Maybe I'm conservative in that
you're
sense.
You're conservative.
Yeah,
because
you're
I'm very much like okay. Here's the thing. I studied art in school. I've dealt with nude models and stuff. Nudity doesn't freak me out. Art is 90%. Naked people, but
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
All the artists.
Where do you get your percentages and your stats
people.
From?
I made that up. Like the thing is,
obviously,
I studied a lot. My interest is a lot of Greek and Roman paintings and old Spanish paintings.
Naked, yeah.
Most of that stuff, they're naked. They're cool, but they're naked. So I'm not against nudity and stuff, but. That was too weird for me, and I was like, let's scale it back a little bit. The decency here. There's children in the room. I don't think there was. But I think that's why I couldn't do anime stuff, because a lot of that stuff is like I've tried to give anime a chance.
Oh no,
they're open with the sexual innuendo and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm conservative in that sense, I guess, because I'm totally like, hey, if you guys want to do stuff, private life, go ahead.
Dude,
I can't see it in public, man. It's just weird.
Doesn't bug me.
Dude, bother me at all. In the show Chobits, Chobits is one of my favorite ones. She has a button on her cooch, and that's how you turn her on, because she's a man.
Oh, my God. See, I can't do that.
And then
that.
When you turn her on...
How do you not like that? That's a great idea.
She goes,
because every girl has a button there. That's not a surprise.
That's her, like, on noise.
I'm going to pick that up.
Dude, Chobits is an awesome show. And it's actually about finding the person that you love. But in the process...
In the process,
it's sexy. You're too American.
Yeah.
You're all hung up on sexual
stuff.
I'm
not, dude. I'm totally fine with...
No one gets hurt by having a turn-on button.
This is the thing.
I wish I could install one of those on me.
I like...
Dude,
I don't need one.
Like I said, I like a lot of art.
I have one of those buttons called breathing.
I feel art is very much... You know, the art that I like, there's a lot of naked people in it. I have no problem with it. Because it's done in a certain way.
You just
don't
want to see bodily fluids.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, what's your nerd mixtape?
The way...
So you could see a cock, but there can't be anything coming out of the cock.
No, I don't want to see
You don't want
that.
To see a cock?
No.
What's wrong with seeing a penis? I mean, I don't want it on my face.
You're making it sound like I'm just staring at that.
Yeah, lay that thing right here. Just put it...
I don't know. Just, on my side of my face. Like, if I'm not...
I mean, but...
If it's not involved in anything, why is it there? Like, you know?
It was part of the art
exhibit.
It's
beautiful.
I saw this movie by Sacha Baron Cohen called Bruno, where there's a scene where all he does is helicopter his dick around.
Yeah, I know.
I was out. That was it.
Wasn't the opening like singing penises or something like that?
No, that was not, because I would have been walking out of that theater.
You must have showed up late, because there it is.
Really?
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Fuck, I don't even remember that. See, that's what I mean. I'm totally not against any of that stuff. Just don't do it in front of me. That's all I'm saying.
People get weird about the penis.
So you're against it.
No, I like
America.
Okay, let's get on to Nerd Mixtape, where you have something to say.
Nerd Mixtape, me and Cloud went to go see Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators on Wednesday. And I have to say that I hadn't seen them since The Troubadour, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw them.
What time did you see Slash?
Troubadour. I've seen Slash like 12 times, probably. but that's because he never stops touring, so it's awesome. But I saw him when he was in Velvet Revolver with the rest of the Guns N' Roses guys. And then I saw them 5 times in Guns N' Roses. And then he did his solo album. I didn't see him. And then he did the Apocalyptic Love tour. And I didn't see them, but I saw them in shows where they were opening for other people. So technically I did see them on that tour. And then the World on Fire album came out, and I saw them at the Troubadour. And then I saw them now, where they're on the end of their World on Fire tour, and the new album's going to be next March or something like that.
Wow.
But the one thing I had to say about this venue is the House of Blues in Anaheim needs to learn how to fucking sell tickets.
Well, that's...
Because when they say general admission,
that's House
and
of
I
Blues.
Click on the standing floor, I expect there to be room on the standing floor where I bought my ticket. Because if I wanted to sit in a fucking balcony, you better not charge me the same price.
Whatever city you're in, and House of Blues is all over the freaking place, they oversell their shows. And I don't care what venue it is, they pack in people.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you don't have enough fucking seats in this place.
Yeah. Well, and
it's
you not just even seats. People it's can't like, even see, though.
No.
And the worst part was what I was mentioning to you earlier was they put a barricade before, like, the balcony, so it was even further back. And Cloud got there late, because she had to work, so it was like, well, they're not going to be on until like 8 o'clock, whatever. And even if you show up late, normally, like, we showed up late for another show once. I forget the last band we saw with Brian there. I forget their name. Anyways, they have a hit in the 80s.
The Fix?
The Fix. We saw them.
Oh, okay.
So we saw them, and we got there, like, we didn't go in right away, but we still had room, and it was packed. Like, there was plenty of people there.
Yeah, it was full, but we could still
see. And then we saw Third Eye Blind there, and it was awesome. Like, we saw them. It wasn't a problem to see them or anything. But this time they decided to put a barricade for whatever reason, and so there was like no room, and then we had 2 drunk people by us that were like drunk before the show even started. It wasn't even like they got drunk during the show, which is acceptable, like you fucking party, whatever, you deal with that. But these people were like drunk from the start, like before, and that kind of sucked. And I was really kind of pissed at the beginning because I was like, dude, I can't fucking see anything. Luckily, they had the TV up, but I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to show you. Don't get to go watch a TV set.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm like, well, you can still hear them. That's the benefit of a music act, is you can still hear them, and that's the main thing. So they start playing. And I got to say, they were like... I don't know what it was this time, but they were on it, like 100%.
They were having a great time.
And
they always have a good time as a band. You can tell the chemistry's good, but they were having a great time.
And they played for like 3 hours, so it was definitely worth all my money.
Wow.
And
it was really long, and I really appreciated it, except my stomach hurt the whole time.
Yeah. And they played a lot of cool, like, they played a lot of songs from World on Fire that I hadn't heard them play live, because they played some at the Troubadour show. That was their first... Not the first time, but it was like one of the first times they were playing a lot of new songs.
The album had just dropped, so people hadn't heard it yet.
So they played a lot of first timers at the Troubadour, and then they played some my favorite songs at this one.
Well, what's the name of this incarnation? What band?
It's called Slash featuring Miles Kennedy, the Conspirators.
So it's called...
That's what it's called.
Okay, got it.
So if you look up... I mean, if you look up Slash, everything right. pulls up. But so it's Slash feature Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, and Miles Kennedy was on it, and then the bass player now sings like one or two songs that are in a higher register that Miles doesn't necessarily hit 100%.
Oh, he's got a high voice.
So this guy,
he sings lower.
Miles Kennedy sings a little bit lower.
Todd
sings really high in Welcome to the Jungle.
I feel like his voice is low.
His voice is... He can go lower, but I think he has more of an extreme range.
Got it.
Miles
he did
has
it
a
really
more
well.
Miles,
he has more of a range. That's
Miles
what it is. Because he sings it lower in general.
More consistent in terms of being a front man.
Right, yeah.
But they all just were really good, and it was really on point. And I got to say that the new album, I'm looking forward to it. Because if this is what the band is like live, then they have good chemistry, and they don't force anything, and... In cool. studio, it's actually, I think, harder than being live, because live... Well, actually, I think live is harder than being in studio, because you have to make it work on stage in front of other people. Whereas in the studio, you might be able to force it a little bit more, because you can record separately and stuff like that. So, right. Anyways, I just thought that the only complaint I have is House of Blues Anaheim oversells their stuff. I wouldn't go there for any major acts, maybe some smaller acts, and get there early. But other than that, the sound was set up really nice, though.
The sound was good.
I really liked
the
show.
That's interesting, yeah, because I mean, I've never really been that impressed with House of Blues sound in Anaheim. The LA one was always fantastic, although they closed it.
Yeah, they closed the Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This makes me sad.
Well, this one I could hear. Well, I had my earplugs in, too. I brought my earplugs for once.
Maybe they upgraded.
And I could hear all the solos.
It didn't sound like it, actually. It sounded really clear. It was really different.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've been there for, like, ZZ Ward, and I didn't have a problem being downstairs.
Yeah, I saw Chris Cornell there, and the sound was perfect. So maybe it depends on the band, but
that too.
Yeah.
Plus they have their own sound person, so
that
might
helps.
Be it too.
That helps. Yeah.
But overall, man, awesome show. I'd recommend seeing them now while they're on tour. And it's just, you know, definitely worth your money. A lot of acts will be like hour and a half. They're out. These guys played for three hours.
That's
man.
Pretty amazing. I will say, on the Nerd Mixtape thing, one of my friends just hooked me up with Iron Maiden tickets, so
what?
It's how'd you get Iron Maiden
tickets?
It's
not until April.
Hey, what day in April?
The April 15th, I believe.
You know, my birthday is the 25th. I'm just saying. I'm not forcing you. I'm just kidding.
The floor tickets are general admission, which is...
What venue?
I want to say it's the Forum.
What?
That's cool. Well, that's
awesome.
Cool. I can't afford those tickets, though. They're expensive, man. Even like,
they weren't that
regular
bad, but I'm sure
like
it's all stuff up now, which is ridiculous.
Oh, I signed a petition, by the way, guys. I signed a petition. I don't do a lot of political like petition signing because I don't feel that really gets anywhere. But I signed one to stop it illegal to resell tickets using automated systems.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
So, oh, my God. The resale of tickets needs to have a cap on it as well.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't just be allowed to immediately buy and then resell the ticket that you bought, like, just as soon as the tickets sell
out.
That is
utter bullshit. It's that bullshit. Happens up on Ticketmaster all the time. Because you buy tickets, people, they're gone, and they pop right back up.
All they do is they have no jobs. They just fucking sit there buy tickets and sell them for, like, three times the amount. Meanwhile, here's somebody who actually really wants to see them and pays because they really want to see this artist, and they're getting fucking screwed. It's so annoying.
Like me, I bought those Hollywood Vampire tickets, and there was a part of me that was like, man, I could resell these for like $500. I only spent like $50. I made a huge profit. But at the same time, I was like, dude, I really want to go see this, and I want other people to see it with me. So, like, I didn't sell any of my tickets.
They need to use the queue system. Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Like,
you log in,
and
it's random who gets slotted. So no bots. No, just like they do for a Comic-Con. You log in before the ticket sells, and you're dropped in a queue. And they just assign. They don't do it by whatever faster fucking piece of software you have.
Yeah,
they
it's
can fucking
bullshit.
Buy everything up spit it back out at a higher price.
You know what they need to do? Is I feel like they need to, when you're buying tickets, enter the names of everyone that's going. And each ticket has a name. And if you want to transfer it, you can. But then they'll have like a limit on like...
Transfers.
So you can't buy fucking 40 tickets and then transfer all 40 tickets to somebody else, you know? It'd be easier to track that shit and see who's buying that stuff.
Yeah, I wish they would, but I mean, you know, Ticketmaster has a monopoly, Live Nation has a monopoly because they fucking merged. But they have monopoly on most ticket sales. So it's like you have there's no way to beat it. I like when smaller acts and venues use
I honestly believe
like
that
I saw Primus, they use a separate ticket thing. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I feel like artists should just be able to sell their own tickets.
I do too.
And sell it off their website and be like, look, you got to register your name to these tickets.
Well, yeah, because then it's people who want to see those bands. Like,
and the money that's spent goes to the band.
Yeah, that's another thing that pisses me off, because we play
like,
a band,
what did
but
this, what did
I mean,
this
we don't make any money, but still, if I were having people sell my tickets for like 300% and not seeing a cent of it, I mean, I'm fucking putting in all the work, whereas, you know, I sell the ticket at this profit point so I can make my money and still have, like, a good time, not to make somebody else money off of my work, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
That's the thing.
Total crap.
What were you saying?
I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, you totally cut her off, man.
Yeah, sorry. That was just something I'm passionate about.
Did you have any advice for this week, by the way?
I did. This is based off of the Slash concert.
So, mediocre advice.
That
advice?
So, my advice to people this week is about PDA, also known as public displays of affection.
Never mind. Totally different
PDA.
Advice than what I thought.
I
PDA.
Like this.
So, let's talk about PDA, people.
You can't dry hump at the Slash concert?
You apparently can.
Well, you can. You can. And nobody will stop you because we're all too fucking uncomfortable to say anything. So... my advice on PDA is, look, like, you're like all like in love and like over your person, or, you know, you just want to make your significant other feel great about themselves and that you care and that you're like totally proud to show that, you know, you guys are together and you're happy and blah blah blah. That's all well and dandy, but for the love of God, be appropriate to your setting, to the people around you. Just, like, decently respectful in general. If you notice that maybe you're making people uncomfortable, scale it down a bit. Like, just awareness. General awareness is really key in public displays of affection. So, we went to the Slash concert, and this is where this is coming from. Because I've never been, like, huge on PDA. It's not like... And I've always been, you know, having been single for 9 years, you really fucking hate PDA after a while. You're like, you know what? You could just, like... Put that shit
jump
away.
In a fire.
Yeah, pretty much. Go
put
burn
it back
in a fire.
In the pants.
Exactly. Well, now that that's not the case, I still very much try to watch myself. I think that it's, you know, it's something to just be aware of, and just
some of it's okay as long as it's not.
You just have to be aware that you're not making
hands
people uncomfortable.
And like a kiss that's not very long.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly. Just that's normal. But like, man, okay, so this guy.
This guy was just like And he was dirty looking.
Yeah, he was so gross looking. He was like just
even I thought he was dirty.
I like the way this is going.
He was just like, but you can't see what my hand gestures are doing. But imagine what a guy normally does when they're like gesturing, like honking tits. But pretend like that's happening slower and more caress like around ass cheeks. And through the crack.
Yeah, it was
pretty
bad.
And up the back.
He was testing how plump the turkey was.
It was so bad. But my favorite move was at one point, he plied. For you who are not dancers, it is when you just, you know, you bend your knees. So he plied to get himself just a little bit deeper because apparently his hand caressing wasn't going low enough, and he actually reached in between her legs and put his hand over her crotch, and then as he stood up slowly brought his hand like back around from like cooch to asshole.
I didn't see
just,
that
like,
one.
Rubbing.
This sounds so much better than this last show.
And I was just like,
Ticketmaster sell tickets to that.
And like, here's what I'm saying about surroundings are that I think I missed two full songs while this was happening that I don't recall anymore, like what happened during that time, because instead I'm just like in silence, just frowny face staring at these like really gross people. And I'm just kind of like, I don't even know what's happening anymore. And I'm trying to like not look, but it's like a car wreck and you can't not look. But I'm also trying to make sure that I'm far enough distance away to where they won't touch me at all. You're at a concert. Like, we're all smashed up against each other. We can't see over the rails. And then at one point, dude, he was like, I can't tell what he was doing because I was just trying to not make eye contact. But he kept kind of like rubbing his like elbow into me. And then I noticed him looking at me and I was like, I don't want any part of what is happening over here.
You know, that's weird because I looked over once because Claude kept making faces to me, and I was all like,
this is what's happening in my life.
I was like, what do you want me to do? I wasn't standing directly to him, but I would move over a little bit and be like, do you want to like move away from them? Or
I think I can handle myself.
We had
concert,
enough space,
so like,
and
whatever.
The people next to us were cool.
Yeah,
so.
The people were cool,
so I was all like, they gave me space, like they didn't care. And then I looked over for a second just to see what she was making a face about, and I made eye contact with this guy, I think because he had glasses on, so I can't really tell, but he looked at me and did this side smirk, and I was like, I don't know if I just got molested or something.
He wanted you to jump in.
Yeah,
it, like,
I was like, nah,
yeah,
I'm
it just
good,
seemed
bro.
Like they're just like looking around, see who would join in.
It
and he
gross.
Just,
yikes.
Yeah, he
it's
was
like the one
gross.
Time, you know, this happened to me at a San Diego club when we went to a Comic-Con one time, where this girl was straight up grinding on this dude, like dancing. And like, freak dancing has never been appropriate. I don't understand why that was even popular.
Well, it's not
at one
even
point.
Dancing.
But she was like making out with him and stuff. And I looked over just to kind of give like a look, like really fucking here, because I'm standing like two feet away. Like, it's not even in a random
surrounding
place.
You're proving my
and
point. Surrounding.
The girl looked at me like, yeah, you like that, don't you? And I was like, no. It's like, no, I don't like any of that. Don't. Well, I mean, you are a whore. Like, God.
I got the PDA thing, but I mean, just for a side note, I mean, you're at a fucking concert. I hate it when I go to a concert and there's some couple jack-offs that are just doing something that's completely unrelated to the concert. They're fucking each other, or they're
do they sell tickets to that?
Yeah.
They're having
a
conversation.
At a Dead Kennedy show like 6 months ago, and this is so gross, I shouldn't even bring this up, but
a dude
just pushed his girl up on the stage and pushed her skirt up and went to town on her on stage.
And they didn't kick him off?
No, everyone just sat and watched. They just kept playing.
It's the Dead Kennedys,
I think,
though,
they've, yeah, well, I mean, it is a Dead Kennedys, so that shit happens.
Wow.
But I think the security finally got him out, kicked him out, but it was fun. I mean, the band just kept playing.
That girl is gross. That guy is a hero to men, and that girl is disgusting.
Maybe that guy was
I know
like,
this is side. Like, this is definitely, like, this is a one-sided thing. That guy is gross, too, but I'm sure he's a hero to a lot of men.
No,
for that
I think
but
what
that
happened,
girl, you just showed your, like, cooter getting, oh, man.
I think what happened is she said, so if it doesn't happen now, it ain't happening. And he was like,
maybe.
Fuck. Dead Kennedys it is.
Man.
But there is nothing worse than going to... If you're going to go to a concert... Go to the concert or go fucking stand outside because I don't want to listen to your conversation.
Yeah.
While we're watching the band. There are so many people that do that. It drives me crazy. Actually, when we went to see Velvet Revolver, it was because it was before Stone Temple Pilots. Or no, I'm sorry. Queens of the Stone Age came out. And I swear to God, there were people like standing behind us talking shit about Velvet Revolver. Like, just like, these guys suck. Oh, he sounds terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's please. Like, you get up there and show us what you can do,
who
asshole.
Who gives a shit? What are you doing standing in here?
Yeah.
Go get a beer. You're fucking up my show, man.
Seriously.
The other thing is,
douchebags.
You didn't know they were going to play because they're on the ticket.
Well, you would think.
I mean, it's like, God. Hey, man, do you have a ticket? It says this fucking band.
Or
so.
Just people that are just blah, 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 having like laughing and talking. And it's like, dude, look, I paid $50 to be standing here. Could you go outside?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I mean, you obviously are not interested. You know, do us all a favor and leave. That would be great. Anyways.
It's yep.
I
no,
hear you.
Agree.
I hear you.
It's all about surroundings, people. That's like the general gist of it. Is it's all about your surroundings. Be mindful of the people around you, especially when it's PDA. If you're engaged in PDA that is completely inappropriate, especially don't touch anybody around you. They do not want your nasty. That's
no.
Cooties. That no. is cooties.
If you don't know someone, you shouldn't be any physical contact with that person and minimal eye contact with that person. You
and,
need to.
And yeah, if you're on
you
the outskirts.
You seriously need to say something to that person before you make any kind of extended anything towards them.
If you're on the outskirts of the situation, mm-hmm. try to not make eye contact at all. Just avoid all. Everything. So anyways, my advice.
I take prolonged eye contact as a challenge of dominance, so. Fucking, it's going down.
So that means you bend them over?
No. You do that after you beat them
throw
up.
Throw them on stage at a Dick Gannon show?
You do that after you beat them up, just to make sure they don't come back to your territory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's how we do it in the Wolves territory.
Well, okay. I think it's time for F words.
Hey, final words, guys. What's we got going this week? Anything interesting coming up?
Nope.
Wow.
I have nothing going on.
I think it's a pretty dead week. I'm trying to think if there's any, I mean, I'm full blown into
Halloween's
Fargo
coming up. Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, it's next week. But I'm full blown Fargo. Then Fargo season 2 is awesome. So, and no one is watching it. Well, please, someone watch it so I can talk to them about it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't.
It was the first season was fantastic.
I've never saw the movie, so
you don't need to. They're separate stories.
Need to see the movie.
No, you don't. Please, someone watch it so I can talk to them about it.
It's gonna be Halloween. We're gonna have an episode before that hits. But on Wednesday, this is just kind of random. It's kind of fun. We're going to be watching Trick or Treat on Twitch.
Oh, cool.
As like a live stream watch with us kind of a thing on...
I'm in for that.
Twitch.tv/GeekandSundry. And I don't know.
That
it could
freaky.
Be fun. If you're seeing a bunch of idiots watching it, we're probably going to be screaming and whatever, but...
I'm totally in for that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So that's the only... I mean, I love Halloween, so I wish I had more things to report, but I'm just real busy.
I do, too. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing the Danny Elfman concert, the Hollywood Bowl, on Halloween night, but up until then, I'm just working. I got all these writers for TinyTable3.com who don't edit their work, and they send it to me, and I'm up all night trying to make... I'm just teasing.
But he's also the editor.
I know. I know, but we've got some really great people writing for us. So
yeah.
There's
and
some
they're
great
all really up. Into it. They're all dedicated.
They are.
And
yeah,
I appreciate the communication and the the work.
It's really been wonderful. Yeah. And Milo's article is up, so please go read it.
Because I fucking suck at writing.
It's not. It's good. It's a good article.
I will see what's going on. You guys all have stuff going on. I have nothing. I'm waving a flag.
Is it a white flag?
No, it's just a flag that doesn't actually...
It's the milk tits flag.
Milky tits.
It says lactate on it.
You're just warning us. Look out, milk's coming.
It's one of those airplane ones.
That's... Yeah, I'm so, like, we've gone off topic. Milky tits.
Yeah, don't put any cheese up your butt.
Or you get string cheese.
Gross. I like string cheese. Not anymore.
And look up the squatting rod. But I enjoy a good one on vacation by the
pool. When you're rather purple on the beach. Don't look up the squatting rod. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
This is Tiny Table 3. Go to tinytable3.com. Check us out. Bye.
Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Front to back. Page to page. Front to back. Never read a many, not a single one. It's gone, but then I enjoyed good one. Confessions.